This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to present an interview with a woman I have called my parenting icon, but she is someone that we have come to know, love, and respect for a multitude of reasons. Gail King is the real deal, and I feel so lucky to not only speak to her, but soon we will have sibling shows. And with that, I ask her wisdom, guidance, and advice about work, love, and life.
Drew, this is big what you're doing. This is big. This is big. So listen, I'm cheering you on. It's big, and I think it's fulfilling. I think it's fun, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But you're up for it. You're up for it.
I am very tireless and want to put everything of myself almost into a piggy bank every day and then break it on the floor and see what comes out in that mosaic.
Yes.
I'm going to be your sibling show. So
I like that, the sibling show. I like that. Hey, Drew, what are you most excited about as you're about to start this? Because this is big, but this is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. What are you most excited about?
To not play a character, to be myself, and take everything I've learned along the way and make it applicable to the show. I think I've realized that I'm capable of a lot of change, and I know it wasn't always pretty, but I would get to places. So to have that faith makes me feel like we are all capable of change. And so I'm excited because you work on yourself and you educate yourself until the day you pass on and then some. And I love humor. So I want to try and put all of that in the piggy bank. And I am a pop culture daily news, obsessed with the world around me.
Me too. Me too. I so love pop culture. I so love politics. This is the thing. I am such a news junkie about all things, whether it's politics. I said, you know, I am just as interested in talking to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, as I am one of the Real Housewives about something that happened, or whether there's something that happened in sports. You know, when I was a little kid, they said, you know, you're so nosy. And nosy, I don't take as a compliment. I prefer, Drew, curious or inquisitive. And so I still sit here at 65, still feeling curious and inquisitive. And you must have that too, where you're just genuinely interested about all types of things.
You talked about a curation of life. People are interested in what Mike Pompeo has to say because it's going to affect their life. People want to escape into the Real Housewives because that's what they need after dealing with the realities of the world. And sports is the ultimate thing and the safest thing for people to argue about at this juncture.
You know, I think in the TV news business, I always say I have a front row seat to life, a front row seat to history. I like to be informed. I like to let people know what's going on, but there's a lot of good out there too. And I don't want us to lose sight of that.
It's funny because in late night, they're like, you did a great job by living and getting through the day. Now we're going to put you to bed with some laughs. I want to start the day that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. It's true.
I really fought to be live because I
felt... Hey, are you going to be live? Are you? Oh, Drew, that's the best.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I think that's... You know why that's the best? Because it happens in real time. Whatever happens, happens. And even if stuff is going to hell in a handbasket, it's okay. You know, when all else fails, you can go to commercial break. But I like that you can be, if you're live, you can be topical. And there's always something going on in the news to talk about. There's always something going on in your day-to-day life. I didn't know you were going to be live. That's great. I
fought very hard for it.
That shows confidence, Drew Barrymore, that you want to be live. That's confidence, girl. I'm impressed.
Thank you. I'm impressed.
The problem is people are still trying to look at how Oprah did her show. And I think you have to throw everything up and just start from scratch and come up with a new, something that's new and different. And going live gives you the opportunity to do that. Because it's you can really react in real time to what's happening. And that alone is something that will set you apart, which is really, really terrific.
Gail thinks it's okay. Yeah.
Drew, you know what else is okay? When you make a mistake, you just keep going. I think it's silly to act to the audience that everything is just fine when really it isn't. And sometimes it's okay to be imperfect. I'm not a perfect person. And I don't want to pretend that I am.
My daughter's school motto is brave, not perfect.
Yes.
If I may, like, just saying your name gave me an emotional surge of excitement. Because you are one of my parenting icons.
I love being a mother, though, Drew. You must too. I loved every single stage and still do.
You wrote something in your book that made me burst into tears this morning. Maybe you would choose to concentrate on how to manage life's big relationships. Imagine being able to send that word that marriage gets complicated and that sometimes the decision to stick it out or to leave is the best one you will make in life.
True.
I think the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life and ever will was that choice, because I too wanted that perfect family, that four top for life, yes, the double date. And so to have the opposite experience for my children than I had, and it was as if I made the ultimate promise of my life and I wasn't keeping it. Yeah. And it was the hardest decision I've ever made in my life.
You know, back in the day, people would stay together for the sake of the children. But what message does that send to the children? That you should be miserable and stay in a relationship? I think everybody deserves to be happy. Look, this is what I realized. As long as kids feel love and secure, they will be okay. And as long as they know that they have the both of you and they don't have to choose sides, that's the thing. You never want them to feel they have to choose sides, or if they love their dad, it's a slight against you, or vice versa. They will really be okay. So it took a minute to get there, I'll admit. It took a minute to get there. It didn't happen overnight.
You also chose to stay in the same city.
Yeah.
And I have such respect for that. I moved from California to New York so that the girls would be 10 blocks from their dad and not across the country.
I get it. Listen, this is the thing, Drew. This was way back when Oprah had her show and she was talking about giving the show up because she wanted to go into acting. She wanted to act full time because she loved acting. So her plan was, you move to Chicago and we'll incorporate you in the show so at the end of the year, then I can sort of pass the baton. And I was really, imagine a huge opportunity. I was really excited about that. And the kids were, you know, we were divorced, so they were still young. And then I realized that wouldn't be fair to them. It would be great for me, be really great for me, but that wouldn't be fair to them. And so in the end, I decided to not take her up on that offer. But Kirby, favorite daughter Kirby, favorite son Will, their well-being to me was more important than whatever career opportunity I could have had at the time. And I don't regret that. You probably don't either, do you, moving?
Ultimately, I ended up finding my way, tremendous happiness, a wonderful group of friends, a life that was conducive. And the thing that gave me the most happiness was, though I couldn't control making a marriage that didn't work work. Yeah. And the failure and the guilt and the, I mean, I've never felt, it took me down for 5 years. I couldn't function. It was as if I was letting them down. And
but you're not letting them down. You know, I had a husband that didn't believe in monogamy. I happen to think that's important in a marriage. And so, you know, you're not really letting them down because you're still their mother. He's still their father. And you're still going to raise them with an abundance of love. So you're not letting them down.
Thank you. And it is amazing to hear that from my parenting icon. And the one thing I knew I could control is that if I put my compass, my North Star, in their best interest, yes, that no matter what happened, everything would be okay.
Yes. Do we all, listen, we all grew up, you know, with the belief of a nuclear family, or that was my dream. That was my dream of success, a nuclear family. And now it's different, but it's still just as, it still is very fulfilling for me. And I think for them too. They would much rather be in, have us separated and happy than together and not, you know, and living in a household that was tense. You know, and you think that you're hiding it too from the kids, but they sense it.
It's energy. They know everything. Yes. They feel it.
Yes.
And I fought really hard with his family as far as I said, there is so much love and respect and goodness here that I'm staying, nothing is changing, and we're just going to figure this out one step at a time. And now I text, I'm like, okay, so when I come and the kids are like, I'm going to stay in the house and we're going to do breakfast, and everyone's like, great, PJs, here we go. And there is such functionality, and we put the function in dysfunction.
Yes. Are you still close to his family?
Very close.
That's good. And do either of you have significant others in your life?
I have not recovered. I have just, I have the kids at their ages. It's like my cup runneth over. I don't really have the bandwidth or the interest. And I have, I'm so exhausted. And it's like kids, work, friends, the OG family.
Yeah. I know, I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I say, it's hard out here for a pimp in terms of the struggle is real when it comes to dating. And I always say, when you meet the right one, you'll figure out, you'll find your cup runneth over, your plate is full, but I'll move the little mashed potatoes over and move the string beans over and I'll figure it out. I will figure it out.
Well, no one's made me want to move my mashed potatoes.
Me too.
But I love dating. I love romance. I'm the ultimate non-cynic. And I am obsessed with love and relationships because...
Me too. I love love. And I love a good love story.
That's such a romantic.
Yes, me too.
And I want to be in everyone's dating business and life. And I'm like, yes, okay, I have a divorce. But I swear to God, I'm good at this.
You know why we love love? Because we still believe. I do. I still believe. And listen, I don't ever want to lose that. I don't ever want to lose that.
Can I ask you a rapid five question?
Okay.
What is your favorite go-to question?
What song best describes you?
I love that question. Do you have a dream guest?
You know, of course, everybody wants to talk to Harry and Meghan whenever they will talk. Everybody, you know, so there's an asking for that always. I still want to talk to Felicity Huffman, Kim Jong-un. I'm curious about what he's thinking and the role that he's playing. You know, this is the thing about the job that we get to do, Drew. There's always somebody new to talk to. I like being able to introduce the audience to someone that they've never heard about.
Do you have a host, journalist from... whatever time that is a hero to you?
You always remember the person that helped you in the beginning. For me, that's J.C. Hayward. But what you realize is there's only one you. So try to be the best you you can be. I've never tried to imitate anybody, but just you might take a little bit from there, a little bit from there. I love Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer has a sophistication that I never felt that I could pull off, but I love watching Diane Sawyer on TV.
What your research process?
The producers do a really good job of preparing you, but I like to read the books. I like to see the movies because, Drew, I'm always looking for that one little nugget.
And is there a question you wished you had asked?
I mean, you always have that when the interview's over. You go, I wish I would have asked fill in the blank.
Well, I think you gave people an incredible opportunity with this book, because I think we race through life being very hard on ourselves to improve and go forward, and we don't often take the time to look back.
It is nice to sometimes take a look back and think about what you've been through and what you've accomplished and what you've accomplished.
Wow, I am so excited that I got to speak with someone who I could not have any more respect for than I already do. But I'm very excited to have a sibling show with the great Gail King. I hope to do her proud. She is someone I have followed throughout my life and will continue to do so because she is the example. So thank you, Gail, for taking the time to continue to guide me.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.